Now, there's about 2 months to the 2019 general elections, which will be taking place on May the 8th. And in the run-up to this important election, what we'd like to do, and I thought on this show, it's so important for us to keep you up to date, keep your eye on the ball, as it were, leading up to the election. So every Tuesday morning at this time, we'll be looking at various angles related to the elections with the very well-versed Melanie Verwoerd. She's a former ANC MP as well as SA ambassador to Ireland, and she joins us now to discuss the party list that has caught the attention of many of us, especially the ANC's top 10 candidates. Melanie Verwoerd, good morning. Good having you on the show again.
Good morning, Kino.
Some people would argue that that list looks like a high court role, people that ought to be appearing in front of that particular role. Some people said it looks like a prison roll call is another one. I've seen photographs online with yellow tape around it, with the list in the middle saying crime scene. The ANC certainly haven't covered themselves in glory with this list, have they?
No, and I felt a little bit like that mother whose child drove herself on the bicycle into the rugby poles. You know, you have to say, oi, mate, ANC, what next, you know? Because I really think they've, to a large extent, given the DA a very big gift here. And one needs to ask, why? Why is this happening, you know? And it's partly got to do with the way, of course, that the ANC draws up their list. And it's a very bottom-up approach, first of all. Branches nominate. And the first 25% of any list stays the way it is. So on the populist vote, it will stay exactly like that. And I think that's partly why we're seeing, certainly in the top 50 of the 200 lists are the national lists. And people must remember there are numerous lists. You know, there's the national list, then there's provincial list for national parliament, and then there are, of course, the provincial list. But the one that people have been really talking about is the national list of the ANC. And the ANC does this, like I've said, very democratically. Branches nominate. Then it goes to list conferences where people vote again. There are list committees which are supposed to vet these people. But, yeah, the top 25% of every list stays the way it's been popularly voted on. The rest, they juggle around a little bit to reflect gender and youth. And then also, of course, then they are supposed to look at whether there are real corruption issues. Now, the thing that made me really smile, Kino, was that the ANC actually has some criteria in their policy documents, which they send out to the branches to make sure. And let me tell you, the first one is obviously just constitutional requirements. And the one which they keep on pushing, which you keep here on Ace Magashule saying, is that the Constitution says that no person can become a member of the National Assembly if they have a criminal record after 1996. So they didn't want to include people from the liberation movement before 1996, who resulted in a prison sentence of 12 months or more without the option of a fine. Now, that's the one that you keep on hearing Ace Magashule saying, but nobody's been, you know, found guilty in court, and et cetera, and they meet the constitutional requirements. But the bit that really made me smile was that also their own criteria says that they can have no history of ill discipline or corruption. Well, I think that should cancel out a couple of them on the list. And then also no history of involvement in fostering divisions or conflict. And yet there is Supra, right, sort of in the top 100. So I think, you know, it's interesting that the ANC themselves couldn't really abide by their own criteria.
Oh, it certainly does sound like a prison roll call. Then I think the question then is, how much power does Cyril Ramaphosa have? Because his ratings are much higher than the party's ratings. Yeah. But I also think people are waking up to the fact is when you vote for Cyril, you also get these scoundrels on the list as well.
That's the thing. You know, I mean, Ramaphosa's ratings are around 73%. The ANC is somewhere in the sort of mid-50s to the, just below 60 around at the moment. And that is of course, something that the ANC knows, and that's why you're seeing his face on posters everywhere and nobody else's faces. You know, it was interesting to actually go through the list in detail and to actually see who's falling off and who is still there. You know, apart from the obvious characters that people have been mentioning in the press. And interestingly enough, of the ministers, There are five ministers that will not make it back on the list. Rob Davies, who was, of course, with Trade and Industry, and he has actually retired. Gugu Nkwinti, who was at Water and Sanitation. Zukwana, who was at Agriculture and Forestry. Masuta, who was at Justice, is on the list, but just too low. And Ibrahim Patel from Economic Development is also very, very low on the list. So he's not going to make it back. Of the deputy ministers, there's a complete slaughter of them. You know, we have this enormous amount of 36 deputy ministers at the moment.
Yep.
13 of the 36 is not on the list at all, on any list.
Yeah.
So that's quite interesting. But what I found even more interesting is when I went through the list in detail, was if you look at President Zuma's cabinet that he appointed in 2014, out of the 35 ministers, two died. Another 27 of the 35 is still on the list. And of that 27, 25 of them is in the top 100, which is, of course, the absolute given. Now, that is very significant for me. Now, of course, they weren't all Zuma supporters. Remember that it would include Pravin Gordhan. It will include people like Derek Hanekom, Aaron Motsoaledi, all who were very critical. But the vast majority, of course, were Zumaites. And 25 out of the 35, so a quarter of the top 100, are still ex-cabinet ministers from the Zuma time. And I think that is very, very problematic.
You know, I've got to tell you, looking at that list, I would find it very difficult to vote for the African National Congress.
Well, you see, and I think that is where we've heard a lot in the newspapers over the last few months, people saying things like, well, people are going to split their votes, you know, because they want to keep Cyril safe, etc. And one needs to then ask, why would you do this? And I think it has to do, like I've said, something to do with the populist nature of the list. But I think also, I think it is generally accepted that Ace Magashule won this round. Of course, the whole ANC list process is under the Secretary General of the ANC. It's through his office, even though there are list committees, etc., who's supposed to monitor it. But I think one can accept generally that one faction certainly got the upper hand in this case. Of course, ultimately, what matters is who gets into cabinet. And I think there are still enough, having said all of this, there are still very interesting people that we might see coming into cabinet. I would watch people like Senzo Mpunu, Barbara Creasy, who's coming over from Gauteng to the National List, Ronald Lamula, of course, who's an advocate and has done some really interesting things in terms of land. So, you know, there are, and of course, with a reduced cabinet, it would be good.
Melanie Furuvut, thank you very much for your time, analyst and former ANC MP.